Some big news coming for healthcare in Southern Illinois today with a partnership between two entities to bring screenings to our region. Joining me in studio this morning for a special morning conversation is Caleb Nehring with the American Cancer Society and Jennifer Bedu, who is the director of the Southern Illinois Healthcare Cancer Institute. Thank you both for coming in.
Good morning. Good morning.
The big announcement is later this morning, and I won't steal your thunder. I'll let you two decide what you'd like to say in terms of what's going to be offered.
Well, we're really excited to partner with American Cancer Society. And ultimately, American Cancer Society has launched a statewide campaign to increase colonoscopy screening rates. And Southern Illinois Healthcare has joined with them to partner for the Southern Illinois region, the Southern 16 counties, in offering free colonoscopies for people who are uninsured. This is so very important. We cannot stress how important getting a colonoscopy is. It's different than other screenings because it actually can prevent colon cancer. And most people don't know it's the third most common cancer, yet it's the second deadliest cancer. And we have such a high incident rate in Illinois, especially Southern Illinois. So it's really, you know, mission in motion, both of us, American Cancer Society, SIH Cancer Institute, working together to remove that barrier, the financial barrier.
Caleb, a lot of people, when they talk about raising money for the American Cancer Society, hear that it goes to research or it helps patients with treatment and support and things like that. How important is this kind of tangible?
Absolutely. You know, those are research and providing services for folks that are, you know, treating cancer is a very crucial part of our mission. But sometimes it's hard to for the volunteers to maybe fully buy into it if they can't see something tangible. And this is a hands-on, very tangible outcome where your money's going, and you know, providing those colonoscopies for folks that have no insurance is very exciting.
How big is the financial barrier for those people who don't have insurance? Do many of them choose not to have this screening?
Yes, actually, the screening rates for people who are uninsured are around 18%. And unfortunately, the screening rates for people who are insured are only 60%. Which that actually leaves us the seventh lowest state in the U.S. for getting our screenings done. The financial barrier is really big because there is so many components. It is something that is done in an outpatient setting, yet there's a physician charge, a facility charge, and then if there's polyps taken, there's pathology charges. It could cost upwards to $5,000, possibly more, very frequently more. Therefore, that's a huge barrier. It's not like something when you have a mammogram, it's, you know, $300 or $400 that we can get covered by the federal government. But colon cancer screening is so very important, and what we're trying to do is remove that barrier. And then we want to educate people to let them understand it's not just a screening to look to see if you have cancer. It can prevent it. And I think that's what we're really trying to do is change that concept. This isn't a screening. It's a prevention procedure that you can do to prevent colon cancer before it becomes cancer.
Yeah, the phrase that we use often, you know, the research shows that this is not a curable cancer, but it's a preventable cancer because of screening. There's, you know, science and data to back that up.
And for people who are not familiar with a colonoscopy, they can remove polyps before they become even precancerous, and that's how you're talking about the prevention.
Correct.
Not to say that you're opening the floodgates to anyone and everyone. There are some criteria that people have to meet. What type of rules have you set up to make sure that it's the neediest of the needy?
For folks to benefit from this program, they cannot have any form of insurance, so no Medicare, Medicaid. We want to fill in any gaps of folks that have no health insurance whatsoever. This also needs to be a preventative routine screening. Not if someone, let's say, has some symptoms of colon cancer and they go to the doctor for that, then that's going to be a different type of test the way it's coded, you know, with insurance. And we want to just make this your routine, regular. If you're over the age of 50, you need to be getting that colonoscopy every 10 years.
Sure. People, I assume, should call their local doctor to get this?
They do need to be referred by a medical provider. So, yes, they can just contact their family doctor, and they can refer them to get the colonoscopy. If folks do not have a medical home, then they can contact the American Cancer Society, and we can find out where they live and get them to, you know, someone that can refer them.
And, of course, that local office number is 618-998-9898 for the office there.
Correct.
In Marion. How much of this is also an awareness for people that these screenings are available and so important? Do you see this kind of, I don't want to say word of mouth, do you see people saying, listen, I got one and it's okay?
I think so. There's more and more people. Later today, we're having a press conference, and there's one of the patients that benefited from this. You know, the procedure is really not, you know, it's not painful. It's quite, I did not have any problems with it. In fact, I, you know, kind of find it strange that I liked it. I mean, I feel better knowing it's something that you come out of it feeling like you have peace of mind. And you need to take care of those things. And if you don't have a primary or family care physician, we can get you set up with one. You don't have to, you know, most people say, well, I'm the uninsured, so I don't have a doctor. Well, there's federal health care centers that can take care of those people, but because they need that follow-up. They need to make sure that it's getting done. And we are trying to raise awareness regardless of your insurance status. I mean, there's a lot of well 50-year-olds walking around who never go to their primary and family care physicians because they're doing just fine. And they don't want to get the colonoscopy. You know, come next month, October, everything will turn pink. Women get their mammograms. They do their screenings. They take care of the family. But they also need to be donning everything blue. I mean, right now, this is preventable. And this is something you can do to benefit your family, your loved ones, maybe your parents or somebody else. I mean, you need to find out the person important in your life. If they're 50 and older, have they had their colonoscopy? Are they getting it done regularly? And talk to them if they've had it. It's really not that bad.
I second that. You know, I think we've done a very good job over the last 20, 30 years with the breast cancer awareness and the mammography. And I don't, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's the part of the body and folks just are uncomfortable talking about it, but we've seemed to kind of lagged a little bit on the colon cancer screening. And that's one of the main goals of this program, is to really just get out there and make folks aware, if you are 50, regardless of your physical health, you need to get a screening on a regular basis.
I would assume that when you're working on your strategy in terms of rolling something like this out, you have to have a ballpark figure in terms of the number of people that this will affect. Do you have any idea how many people may be eligible for these screenings?
Statewide, from what I understand, Southern Illinois Healthcare is the partner in the lower part of the state. There's also a few other hospital networks in the northern part of the state. We'd like to see the increase of rates go up about 50%, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. So that's a considerable number. And on the bottom line, that could actually, you know, that will save a lot of lives.
Does this also give doctors another tool when they're meeting with patients? I assume some of them couldn't even mention
absolutely
need to get a colonoscopy.
I personally have been, for the last several weeks, have been going to our friends at the family qualified health centers and other primary care doctors and letting their fronts, you know, their staff know about this program. And they are, you would think that they had won the lottery when I tell these mm-hmm. nurses about this.
Right.
They are so excited, you know, because this is a tool that they will use regularly. You know, our goal and vision is somebody comes in for, let's say, something unrelated like a cold or a flu, and then they see, oh, you're 55. Have you had your colonoscopy? No, I don't have health insurance. Well, let's get you signed up for this free one then.
Sure.
That's kind of the goal.
Sure. Just a minute or so remaining. To the people who are on the fence, they don't necessarily want to ask for it. What do you say to them?
I think that if you can do anything to prevent cancer, especially colon cancer, the treatment, the process, it's very difficult. It's not easy on the person or the family or the loved one. So if you can do something to prevent that, and if we're removing the financial barriers to do that, if that's the main reason, then there's no reason, you know, you need to hop off the fence and get it done. You'll realize after you do it, it's not that bad, and it's something that everyone should do, and everyone should inspire those around them to get it done too.
Sure. Jennifer Badu is the director of the SIH Cancer Institute. Caleb Nehring is with the American Cancer Society. The two entities are partnering to offer free colonoscopies for the uninsured and the low-income population in this region. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.